three different places, but Zephaniah is what God's laid on our heart in the second chapter. Has everybody found it? Pray for us. Pray one for another. I know if you're a true, born again child of God, you've got burdens, you've got problems at home, you've got things that you're having problems coping with. If you're a true child of God, because this world ain't set up for a true child of God. So it's controversy, it's difference. It's an uphill battle. There's pressures against us, oppressions against us, trying to serve God in the devil's world. Amen. This is the devil's world. You can agree or let it go by, but my flesh didn't get saved. God saved my soul, which is inside. And I've got to keep my soul right with God to keep flesh under subjection to God. I've got to work at it because the flesh is ill. Larry's done told you this morning he cried because his flesh almost got out of hand. Amen? It happens to every one of us. Some admit it and some don't. But the 15th verse of the second chapter of Zephaniah, down into the third chapter. But he said, 15th verse, second chapter of Zephaniah, this is the rejoicing city that dwelt, talking about Jerusalem, that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none besides me. Now she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in. Everyone that passes by her shall hiss and wag his hand. The message God laid on my heart is we've dwelt carelessly. And I believe in America today we have played church. We've dwelt carelessly with the house of God. We've left the... I forgot to turn on. We've left the house of God unattended. We've left our soul unattended, thinking we've got it and nothing can happen to us. And we're set up on a pedestal, and I dare say nearly every one of us that have any age on us at all are firing very, very sumptuously compared to what we were raised in. And it's awful easy when you've got a spare car, or we used to be pleased if we had a spare tire that was pumped up. Them old bice belted would go dead overnight. Amen. They'd go flat on you. A car with gas in it. And all these things we've taken for granted. But it's helped us to get in a place of being at ease in Zion. So we end up dealing carelessly with our soul and dealing carelessly with church. No matter what nobody tells you, there's not a place on earth any more important than the house of God. And they'll tell you Facebook's good. And I had a teenager promise me he'd listen today on Facebook, and I hope he does. But there's no comparison to Facebook, glory to God, or YouTube or whatever you get it on, to the house of the living God. And we talked to some people this week and where we can come together in fellowship. Amen. You can't have fellowship. You think you can, but you can't have fellowship with your cell phone. There ain't no fellowship in that sucker. It's dead. Amen. And they can cut you off when they want to. But in the house of God, we're looking each other in the eyeballs. We're loving each other, amen, from our heart. We're letting each other know that we have compassion one for another. And what we're really doing is showing the love of God. So can we see why the prince and the power of this hour is doing everything he can to shut down the house of the living God? He's trying to shut down our fellowship and trying to separate us from loving one another. Corona has done its job. It come to separate, to tear down, The thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and to destroy. That's John 10:10. So we can see this happening right before our very eyes. And when we think it's all got a little bit better, then it just flares back up. Satan is doing his work. We church people can get mad and quit and decide we'll never come to church again, and we'll listen on Facebook and we'll do our thing. But we ain't in the will of God if we ain't in the house of the living God upholding our battle. Some that I thought would never leave me or turn their back on me or stop helping me serve God has run, has turned their back and run into other places. Some that shouted the loudest, some that talked the best, some that said they would be here no matter what, some that had some of the greatest testimonies, and they're not in the house of God anymore. I'm telling you, they're not in this house, they're not in the house down the road. And I thought about, honey, there's too many churches, glory to God, just accept anything into the house of God. We need to be a saved, born again child of God to be able to come in and join up with the family of God. That's not saying the sinner shouldn't come, but I'm telling you, they don't need to feel like they are a child of God if they're a sinner, honey. If you've been saved by the grace of God and got out of the will of God, you don't need to feel a part of the church of the living God. Amen. We need to come back and repent, die daily. That's what Paul said he done, but we can't continue in our sin. I believe today we have dealt carelessly with our soul. I believe we've been taught and we've been preached to how good America is, and that we've had everything and everything's going our way and we can't fall, and it's beat into our heart. Our young ones have been told if you get a good education, get you a good job, and everything will be all right. You know, the good job and the good education has took them carelessly away from the house of the living God, and we've got coldness in our heart and in our soul. Today I thought about it as I was laying in the bed last night, and I thought about how close I was to God when I first got saved. There's so many things I didn't understand, but I didn't have money to turn to. I didn't have but one car. I didn't have many things that I could turn to and lean on today. And the Bible said, lean not to my own understanding. But today I've got things that I didn't have when I first got saved, and I've let it take away from me. I've dealt carelessly. We've left off praying. We've left off reading the Word of God. We've left off praising God, giving God glory and honor for what He's done. And I thought about our testimonies have gone to pot. Our testimonies have gone away. Most of us, when we do try to testify, we're crying of the troubles that we're in and how Satan has beat us down. I'm not giving Satan praise this morning for anything that happened in my life. I have grown from every trouble, every problem, every tribulation that's ever hit in my soul. I've made a little better Christian. I've understood how great God is. I've understood, Butch mentioned the mystery in the Bible, honey. I've understood the mystery of God, that He's everywhere present and nowhere absent. He will take care of us. I believe today, honey, that the biggest desire on our heart, let me just read here. And he said, well, in the first verse of the third chapter, he said, woe unto her that is filthy and polluted to the opposing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. Is that not America today? That's America today. We won't receive correction. Our children go in the way that they want to go. And we finally just, we'll buy them another car so to get them out of our hair. How about it, church? Too many of us are working, glory to God, when we need to be spending some time with our children. Honey, money ain't going to fix them. They need some love of God about them. They don't need an argument and a quarrel in their house every minute. They don't need to know all the church problems. Amen. And that's what's happening. We have carelessly led our children in the wrong direction. There's nothing no more important than the house of the living God that He set up right here in Logan for you and I to worship in. This is the place He gave me to worship in. I can't be everywhere else. This is the place that God has saved me and called me and put me in. Amen. And I can run all over the country trying to do another work. But until I do the work that God has called me to do, there will be nothing accomplished. accomplished. And he said, she obeyed not the voice, she received not correction, she trusted not in the Lord, and she drew not near to God. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bone till the morrow. Her prophets are light. Listen to this. Her prophets are light and treacherous person. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. I'm going to tell you today, the leadership in the church, amen, has dealt carelessly with the Word of God. We've not bought the whole Word of God. We've bought it lightly, amen. We like a little soothing message that'll tell us that we're saved, tell us we can go to heaven. We can go ahead and sin a little bit because we're still in the flesh. We're under grace. We're not under law. So we can go ahead and live like the devil and hell itself and still go to heaven when we die. Honey, it's a lightly preached gospel that we're hearing today. And there's many sitting in the house of God all over the land that feels like they're saved, honey, and they've never been born again. They're looking at the church that's living like hell. They're looking at the church that still drinks and cusses and preaches fits. And they're saying, well, I'm saved because they're saved. I'm going to tell you, the Bible said everybody that said, Lord, Lord, ain't going to end into the kingdom of God. The real Word of God will cut us. The real Word of God will get down where I'm living. The real Word of God will make me put up with my wife and my wife put up with me. It won't give me an excuse or a change to run off. Can I tell you something else? God will give me enough, amen, when trouble comes to the church, to rear back and fight the battle like a true child of God. I don't have to run off to get my soul fed. I can be fed by the Word of God. I'm telling you today, half of the churches are running. A church I just talked to down to about 60 used to run 120. Another church I talked to, the people that used to run 300 are down to 20. We're just running here and yonder trying to get satisfied. Can I tell you something? A biscuit and gravy is good for my body, but it don't do a thing for my soul. Can I tell you, I like my eggs over medium, and it does good for my body, but it don't do a thing for my soul. I believe we've dealt carelessly with the Word of God. We need to apply the Word of God. Brother, with power, the Word of God came not in word only, but in power and the Holy Ghost. I believe we need to let it dwell in our bodies. I need to pray more. He said it. Others have said it. I've heard it all morning that we've been slack. Well, we've been slack. We've admitted to it. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to change? Are we going to stand on the Word of God? Listen to me, honey. We can make excuse why we don't come out to the house of God. One baby can have a runny nose and then run all over town, but one baby can have a runny nose, but we can't bring it to church. I hope you catch what I got today. I've got a good dose of the Holy Ghost power, God. It'll waken you up. It'll liven you up. It'll move up on your soul. It'll make you want to testify. It'll make you want to pray. It'll make you want to just stop and shout and give God glory for saving an old wretch like me. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will do us good. And when you get in sin, it'll point it out. If I listen, honey, listen, Jerusalem wouldn't listen. They wouldn't take correction. They wouldn't listen to the Word of God. They done just what they wanted to do. What is America doing today? Just what we want to do. Woo, appreciate that, man. Glory be unto God. And he said in that fifth verse of the third chapter, the just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. I have cut off the nations, their tires, they're desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passes by their city or destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitants. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. The Lord said, surely thou wilt fear me, Thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. However, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all things. I looked up, and this is from a commentary, and I can't tell you for sure that this is right. But the city of Jerusalem was looked upon as a high and lifted up place. And it gives the dimensions of Jerusalem, 60 miles around it, circumference around Jerusalem, 60 miles around. That was a big city. And it said there was 100-foot walls. And I've been in the old city of Jerusalem, and for me at that time, I went in, wasn't that big. But this is given under the law back in the old days. And the walls was 100-foot tall. And I do know for sure that the walls, and you think about a 100-foot wall protecting the city. You're talking about the hand of God being on it? They ain't nothing could break through a 100-foot wall. And listen to this. I don't know how wide a chariot is, probably 7 foot. But it said 3 chariots could run side by side on top of those walls. You think about the protection. And I forgot for sure, but I believe it was like 1,500 tires around the walls of Jerusalem where they had watchmen and they set up. And when the enemy come, they could cut it off. But can I tell you, the enemy didn't come from outside. Listen to me. The enemy didn't come from outside. The enemy came from inside. The enemy came and started rejecting God. The enemy, just like America today, we got proud. Amen. We still got a great army. We still got great military. We still got fighting jets. We still got lots of things out there to protect us. But can I tell you what's happening in America? It's coming from inside. Amen. We started in our political offices, hello, electing devils. And we get devils in leadership. He said the preached word of God will come lightly. He said our preachers are preaching lightly. When we get under leadership that don't love God, when we get under leadership that don't pray, get under leadership that don't give God praise, honor, and glory, listen to what I'm saying. These hirelings all over our land today are trying to pastor a church that ain't never been saved by the grace of God. Amen. I'm telling us the truth, honey. If you get saved, you're going to know it. And I'm going to tell you something. If you get saved, the Holy Ghost will speak inside you. But it ain't going to make you do nothing. You can get up and pray and go to church, or get up at 12 o'clock at night and pray or ask forgiveness for your wife, from your wife where you went to bed mad. Or you can let it go by. You can let it steam and steam. Amen. And the first thing you know, the Spirit of God's gone.
Come on, preacher.
Hello, where's our desire at today? His pleasure for the flesh. You can say anything you want to say, but America's looking for something to satisfy flesh. Can I tell you, I'm going to get a new body. This flesh ain't going to heaven.
Amen.
I praise God. I put up with this booger for 80 years. I'm glad he ain't going to heaven with me.
Right.
Amen. I got a new body. Yeah. I've learned some of his tricks. He'll deceive me.
Yeah.
Old Bill outward, Bill will tell the Spirit, you don't feel like preaching.
Come on.
You're beat down. Ain't nobody wants to hear you. Everybody's tired of you.
Preach it, Bill.
They said, you are nothing. That's what the flesh tells me.
Yeah.
You know what the inward man says? I'm renewed day by day.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, that inward man ain't as old as this out man. Hallelujah.
No,
glory to God. The devil's a liar, church. He's to stop us. He's to stop us. Let me jump back. Let me jump back right here in that 15th verse of the second chapter. And this is a rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How is she become desolation? A place for beasts. A place for beasts. What do we find in Revelation that the beast is? It's the devil. The beast takes orders from the dragon. It's evil spirits. And we've made place in our churches for evil spirits. You know, you can preach on a dress code in church, amen. Make half of the church mad. Mamas buy dresses for these little teenage girls. Up to here. But we're in style. We're in style. We want to be like everybody else. I'm going to tell you, we are a minority. I don't need to be like everybody else. I need to pray God on me when I walk down through a dark avenue, they can see the light of Jesus. I need it. It can happen. God said it could happen. Praise His holy name. I like light preaching, don't you all? I like that preaching that says, "Bless your heart, Bill. You've done good. You've done. You got saved when you flew mad as just the flesh." When I let the inward man get in such a shape, carelessly let the inward man get in such a shape till the outward man goes crazy, there ain't no peace at my house. There ain't no peace. Can I tell you something about these that are addicted on drugs? Amen. Their flesh is craving them because they ain't give their inside holy to God. Amen. The minute Bill Hawkins decided, "I'm going to give mine to the Lord," amen, the thirst of alcohol and cigarettes went for to boot. Amen. The very, very instant, hanging around that commode in a drunken stupor, that I said, "God, I can't make it anymore without you." I quit saying, "I am. I can make it. I'm doing it. I can get rid of it." But when I said, "I can't make it no more," Jesus come into my life. 62 years ago. So why can't I praise Him today? There ain't nothing else ever done me that good. I got something that'll last. Something that'll last. But let's think about the beast being out there and what the beast is doing in our land today. While we sleep, the beast is working to tear us down. The beast is doing all he can do to separate the churches. Y'all look around, you know what's happening. You know what's happening. Let me turn over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. 16 through 21. Isaiah chapter 1, 16 through 21. He said, "Wash ye, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment." See, we don't know how to do well. We got to learn to do well. He said, "Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow." What did he say? Judge the fatherless. God gave us permission, church. And they'll tell you you're just a judge. But God gave us permission to judge the fatherless. That's those that are not following their daddy, Jesus. That's those that are not following the right word of God. God gave us authority to judge that. "Come now and let us reason together." My first pastor, he loved this verse. "Come now and let us reason together." He's telling us, why can't we come together and reason? "Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient," there's an if in this. "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." Oh, glory to God. I can eat the good of the lamb if I'll be willing and obedient. "But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." 21st verse. "How is a faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murders." Can we look in some of the big cities of America where the grace of God abound, where the grace of God worked in some of our cities? And streets are shut down where they're rioting, where they're killing, where they're breaking into stores, where they're shutting up legal businesses And there's nothing being done about it. Why is this happening to America today? Because we've walked away from God. Because we quit giving God praise for protecting us. For God giving us, give God praise for protecting us and taking care of the wall that's around us. The hedge that's around us. Satan sees and he saw Job's hedge and he said, Satan told God, he said, you got a hedge around Job and I can't get to him. If you take him down, said, Job will follow me. I'm glad, glory to God, a time or two the hedge has been tucked down away from me. Amen. The hedge has been tucked down and Satan broke through a little bit. I'm glad that we can prove ourselves that we're true, born again, children of God. We can prove ourselves, amen, that we pray. We can prove ourselves that we still love God, that God is first in our life. I don't have long, but I'm going to get my new body. Amen, and it looks better all the time. I believe it'll fit better than these pants. Amen. Glory to God. I'm looking for that new body. For that new body. Think about it, Henry and Annette, them old shoulders, amen, the aches and pains and got to be operated on. I got a hip just a flopping. Amen. Lord, think about that sugar. It's going to be took care of. Right. Amen. I'm looking for that new body. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be unto God. Bill, you won't have to do that old oxygen none. Amen. Glory to God. And we look over into Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah 47. 7 through 10. And he said, and thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to my heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasure. Hear this now. What's the most exciting thing in our nursery school? A ball game. It ain't learning about God. Who gets the most credit down there? Not the teacher that tries to tell them about Jesus. It's the coach that won the ball game. Come on, church, help me. I'm telling us the truth today. We're seeking after pleasures that satisfy the soul. Literally thousands run to the mountain. They change every year. This is the prettiest year I've ever seen in the mountain. Why can't we come to church and say, this is the best that God has ever done for me? My God is more beautiful today than He's ever been before. My God is greater. The harvest is greater than it's ever been before at my house because God has been there. We're pleasure seekers. We can't separate the spirit from the flesh. And we want this flesh satisfied. The flesh is overruling. The Spirit of God in us is not natural. The flesh is a natural man. It wants the things of the world. The flesh don't want to be hungry. The flesh don't want to be beat down. The flesh don't want to be cold. It don't want to be overheated. The flesh wants to be took care of. Amen? The flesh don't want no hurt. So the flesh said, I'll just go take drugs. I'll do one beer, it'll calm my nerves. And then one joint of marijuana really calms me down. And then one hit of crack. And then meth. And only by the mercy of God they wake up in jail instead of in hell. Think about it, church. We've watched it take place in America because they won't serve God. Opiates raging, cleaning out our young people. Talk to a daddy or a stepdaddy that just lost a son. Fentanyl. Overdose, fentanyl. Their hearts broke that they've lost a son, but they don't see the reality. Honey, if you die on fentanyl, hell's your home. Fentanyl's temporary, but hell is forever. Honey, if you die in your sins, glory to God, if you ain't on nothing, if you die in your sin, hell's your home. We don't need to preach it lightly. Hell is hot. Hell is everlasting burning. Forever and forever. The rich man said, go tell my five brothers that they don't come to this awful place of torments. Hell is real. But I'm a Christian. I can't go there. I'm going to tell you what we're telling ourselves. I am. I am and I can't fall. America as a whole believes today we are and we can't fall. America is headed downhill in my lifetime. I've seen America godly falling away. Godly falling away from the book. When I got saved in 68, if there was any other Bible than the King James Version, I don't know of it. But today the shelves are full. Sister said, told us Wednesday night, she tried to find a King James Version. The old original 1611 King James Version, and it wasn't on the shelves. And they said, maybe one will be in. Hopefully we got one ordered. So what does a store clerk stock his shelves with? What people want. Can I tell you what us pastors are doing? Trying to give the people what they want. Try to make an impression on people and we be what we are. Therefore hear now this. Thou art given to pleasure that dwelleth carelessly. We're given to pleasure and dwelleth carelessly with our soul. Think about this week. What have we done for God and what have we done carelessly for the pleasure of our soul? If it gets any quieter, I'm going to go back yonder and shout and then run back here and shout. Give to pleasure that dwelleth carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am. Ain't that what America's saying today? I've got a job, I can't lose it. I'm protected. I'm took care of. I am and none else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. You can go over into Revelation and they said the same thing. And where the beast was turned loose and he made war with the saints. You think you ain't going through no tribulation? The Bible said he made war with the saints. But he plainly said, this is 17 or 18 of Revelation, and he said, I overcame them by the blood of the Lamb. The only way Satan is stopped when he comes to battle us is through the blood of the Lamb. I am, can't stop him. I can't stop him. I can't shut him off. I can't protect myself even behind the walls. Honey, if I'm not serving God, Satan will break over the walls, tear down the walls, and enter right into my soul and my mind, and I'll head down the wrong road. It pays me to serve God. Amen. Glory to be unto God. Now, these two things shall come to thee in a moment in the day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection. How many of you has got your spouse's life in your hand? That you can stop her from death. Or stop him from death. I'm going to tell you, my life can fall apart in an instant. My life can fall apart standing here today. I praise God for this week. He's took care of me. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thy enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Ain't that what we say in the dark? There ain't nobody seeing me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else besides me. There's twice in the 8th verse and the 10th verse said, I am and there's none else beside me. Is America exalted today? The American churches have got exalted so much that we've left Christ outside. We're worried about the pleasure and the thing that satisfies. See, if I'm going to hurry on, church. I'm going to go to Ezekiel 39, and I'm about done. Ezekiel 39, appreciate it, brother. In the sixth verse. Let me read a little bit out of 39th chapter of Ezekiel. First verse. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, which we find through search that this is Russia, and say thus, said the Lord, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and that's cities, Moscow. And I will turn thee back and have leave but the sixth part of thee. Only six part of them will be left, 1/6. And will cause thee to come up from the north parts and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. That Bible is telling me that Russia is going to fall on the mountains of Israel. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field, and to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field. I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Sixth verse, and he said, and I will send a fire on Magog. Magog, if I understand Magog right, is just the land of Russia. He said, I'll send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwelleth carelessly. There it is again, that dwelleth carelessly. So who's the wrath of God going to fall on? Us that dwell carelessly, that don't understand that God is God and besides Him there's none other. The only way you're alive today, James, the only way you pull through Corona with the shape you was in is the grace of God. Thank God for the doctors, the nurses, the medication, and thank God for the oxygen. Thank God for all of it. But it's only the mercy of God. Why I'm here today with a massive heart attack, God had His hand on me. You say, well, Bill, you shouldn't have had the heart attack. It was for my benefit, for me to glory and give God praise and realize that He can bring you back from the dead. And it will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, or that's on the ocean's isle. And they shall know that I am the Lord, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them. So why does these things happen? He said, so I can make my name, my holy name, known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Can I tell you, the heathen, glory to God, are those that don't know the Lord, or I have heard a little something about them, but they've never had a contact with God. And I thought about, I knew a little bit about God. I've been in home prayer meeting, seen the grace of God and seen the Spirit of God move on a few men and several women. Amen. That's why the women outnumber the men in church. Glory to God. They'll shout and they'll let the working of God. Amen. But don't decide you are the way I am. Don't decide that your pleasure can take care of it. But said, I guess the reason so many of us' hairs went away is because our wife drug us by the head of the hair. Say amen, Jamie. Jamie said that's why he kept his cut short. Seriously, I said it to start with, I've never hit my wife. I've never tried to rule over her. But I'm going to tell you something, fellas. Too many women have stopped the men of God. Amen. And I can show you in the book a great man called David. And you say, well, this was under the law and flesh got him. I can show you a great man, Solomon. Solomon, more wisdom, more knowledge than any man. You get tired of hearing this. But he went back and built for his wives temples for false worship. To worship Dagon. That's the word of God. And I can show you a man in the new Bible. Amen. That took part of the ministry. He was one of the 12. And I can show you where he wanted to fit into the crowd. And for 30 pieces of silver, Judas betrayed Jesus. So what will it be in our life? What will it be? What will take us back out of the will of God? What stop us from praising God? There's not a one here, not a one, that when Corona hit, the way it came out on TV and all around with doctors, it put a fear in our life. Every one of us, especially those with little health problems and maybe on medication, our elderly people, it put fear. But what did we have to do? We had to overcome it. The Bible said to the seven churches of Asia Minor, he that overcometh. So everyday walk of life, whether it be Corona or some other buster, amen, we've got to overcome. I don't know what about you all, but sometimes I overcome to come to church. My flesh don't like church. It don't like exerting its old self. Amen. I'll have to go home and lay down, I guess, when I get done today. I'm just give out. But the Spirit says go. Can you think of anything else that got you in trouble besides your flesh? I can't. My flesh was eating me up. I would have soon been in hell. But the grace of God came by. The grace of God. I love you, if you will. Stand on your feet, if you will, brother. Get us a song. Can you see that I've preached the truth that we are dwelling carelessly? America's got so careless. I thought with the trade centers falling in 2020, whenever it was, 2001, 2011, I forgot. But how excited everybody was for a little while. Oh, the enemy can come in and tear down our trade centers, tear down our big building. But how soon did we forget? When trouble comes to your house, you know, I'm sure with Henry and Annette, now it's kind of on top of their thoughts right now that I'm going to have to be operated on. I dread this being put to sleep. I dread this recovery. I dread being in the hospital and all of this. It's hard for it not to come to the top. But when it's over and it begins to feel almost normal again, we forget. If God's healed you, you need to be in the altar giving God praise. We need to be in the street telling people what God has done for us. He saved our soul, and he's healed us many times. If you will, come. If you're lost, come. You need to be saved.
117.